And coming up next is a flashback to March 15th, 2012, in the aftermath of the briefly furious, Occupy movement and the subsequent long period of repression by the district attorney, then Bob Lee, against 11 essentially innocent occupiers who were accused of vandalism, conspiracy to trespass, a total of four charges, which could have put them in prison for up to 7 years. All but four of them eventually had charges dismissed, and those four exhausted had to engage in plea bargains, or at least felt they did. The last one, Brent Adams, fought it out to the last and still suffers wounds from that whole thing, in my view. Anyway, this show contains the Santa Cruz 11s facing phony felonies at the beginning of that four-year struggle and discussion, which I get into because in this March show, the arrests had just begun. Well, I guess they began the previous month, I believe. Then there's the foreclosures no thanks rally at the Occupy Plaza, which is the area in front of the courts right facing Ocean Street, where for 2.5 months, Occupy had a continuous presence and actually provided support for the San Lorenzo campground next to it. A free, successful community campground. Then we have Judicial Jawbreaker Joel, Sassback Susan, The Masked Man, a bunch of people who spoke at the foreclosure rally, the large foreclosure rally in March of that year, which I mentioned, Silver Tongue Steve Plaich, of course, a raging granny, a homeowner facing foreclosure, a masked cowboy, and others from Occupy Monterey, and, of course, the robed tent monster. We have a decision by the India Supreme Court ruling that sleep is a human right, unlike in the United States, where that's not been held the case by the Supreme Court, and a lot of us are worried that it won't be once the Boise versus Idaho decision gets to the court, as it may do, although that's not for sure either. Then we have Dead On David Silva, who's also dead, but that's not the point. He was alive when he spoke, and for many years was alive. He has a commentary, and there's more, so tune in to that. Also, be aware that there is this upcoming pee-in protest, which doesn't necessarily mean pissing on the podium at the city council, but it does mean bringing to them a very graphic and a realistic demonstration of what the city's closed bathrooms and wretched porta-potties, often closed but in bad shape often when they're open, mean to homeless people outside and even to the community generally, not to mention the destruction of the community bathrooms as a community resource, but becoming kind of a privatized resource at the Loudon Nelson Center. That's going to be happening at 7 o'clock on Tuesday at the city council meeting day after tomorrow. Of course, there have been a number of activists who have pulled in their horns with the rumor, or it's more than a rumor, it's communications between city manager Martine Bernal and Vice Mayor Cummings and Keith McHenry of Food Not Bombs in response to Keith's attempt to get the city to put on the agenda the permits for people to put up their own private porta-potties so that he at Food Not Bombs and other groups can do that. There have already been a couple groups who have offered to do that. And Bernal and I think it's Bernal, but Cummings as well has issued some sort of interest in the proposal, and Bernal has asked for Keith to provide sites and expenses and so forth so the city can do that if, in fact, Bernal is serious about it and not just chattering into the wind, which it's not too clear since there's been a lot of chatter into the wind. But often when the city manager steps in, you know, since he's the real power in the city, things can happen. Anyway, that's prompted a number of the Conscience in Action members to step back from this protest. Some are horrified at the idea of presenting a bottle of urine, however securely fastened, to the city council to say, and to the public to say, this is what people have to do. They, in order to maintain a safe community environment, they have to pee into bottles or cans or something to that effect, unless they want to, odorify, scent the bushes, which with urine. That's going to be happening, I believe, at 7 p.m. at the city council, led by a dissident member of the Catch Committee, Stina, who's really pissed about the whole situation and concerned also that even in the Catch Committee, she can't seem to get much traction with that. But she's angry enough to do it, perhaps. Although it's still, I guess, a little unclear how definite this is. I'll be there supporting and, who knows, perhaps presenting my own sample. You never can tell. I mean, the city council needs to see proof, right? I mean, they don't seem to believe that such things are necessary, or at least not immediately. Let's talk about it in the Catch Committee for another couple months. Why not? And that's it. So enjoy the flashback to March of 2012. And if you want to reach me, give me a call on the Huff line at 831-423-4833. That's with breaking news, criticisms, an interest in looking for a space for us. We're still looking for a studio space, and we have that $300 reward still available. Or you can go online to freakradio.org and check both our schedules, download an application form, join the collective, get a show of your own, and learn more about what's happening. As well as let the community know what's happening. another advice: don't stay up till midnight doing these shows. That can result in vocal problems. But anyway, here's the flashback.